preacher.
Amen. It's good to be in church tonight, isn't it? I'm glad I'm saved. Glad you're here. Let's open our Bibles to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter number 5. What a blessing. Good singing tonight. And I'm going to let you stand up here in just a second because you've been sitting there for a little bit, and let you rest from your seats. And then as we'll read the Scripture here in just a minute, and I'll mention just a thing or two right before I read the Scripture tonight. It is good to be here. It is good to know where we are on God's timetable. It's exciting to be alive during the days we're living in. And I wondered for a long time, I wondered why God didn't let D.L. Moody and Charles Finney and Whitfield and Moody and Spurgeon. And I thought, to me, it would have made better sense for them guys to be preaching now, you know, because we need them so bad, and you hear about what great preachers they were. But what I think isn't necessarily right, and what God does is always right. And the reason He hasn't got them guys here now is because He decided not to. And look who He's got here, us. Us. We're it for this generation. I don't know why God chose us, as sorry as we are, to be the witness in this generation. Somebody told me the other day, they said, boy, the Lord ain't doing nothing nowadays. Considering what He's got to work with, I think He's doing real good. Don't you? I don't see how He gets anything done the way we are today. But I thank God for this thing a while ago, grace. Thank God for His grace. God has been good to every one of us. Handy. Sometimes you ought to just get up and just raise your hands and thank God that you just know the truth. That you just know that you've been born again. That you know your names in the book of life. If you know that much right there, every problem you have in this world could be that little if you just realize it's all going to be over with real soon. And we're going to be over there in them streets of gold shouting the victory forever and ever and ever. And you can forget Florida for once and for all. Won't that be great? Man, I'm looking forward to that day. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. But I know what I deserve. And you do too. But by His grace, we're going to get to be with Him one day forever and ever and ever. And I love Him tonight. I love the Lord. He's my heart's desire to live for Him. And I hope that it is yours here tonight. I know tonight's a special night. And it's good to see the place packed out nearly. What a blessing. See this big crowd. And I know you kids have been working in the school. We've been having some real good services. And this morning, everybody should have been here. Well, we had a time. Good service today. And another one coming up tomorrow morning. And we got room for a lot more people in here. Our motto as our church is, if you can see carpet, it ain't full. So we got plenty of room left in here. That's right. We're going to a youth rally a week from Saturday night down near Charlotte, North Carolina. And the church is about half the size of this auditorium. And it's going to be packed full. I mean, talking about people just standing like this. And we get in a lot of services like that. And what we'll do is we'll let our young people come in and sing and just leave. Tell them to go to McDonald's or somewhere, and so the rest of them can get in there and have a service. But I believe it pleases the Lord when He looks down and sees a church house filled, don't you? Amen. And I think it's a good testimony to the community when they ride by and see all those cars lined up. Let them know that there's something going on in here, that the Lord's still alive. Amen. He's still on His throne. Now, let me preface the message tonight by saying just a couple of things. It's going to be different. Last night we had a tremendous service in here. It was very real, very powerful, very convicting service in here last night. Tonight's going to be different, and I do need your prayers. I don't enjoy what I'm going to do tonight. I'm asked to do it many, many times. Actually, me and the pastor talked about it before I came down here, and he told me to pray about it and whatever we felt like led to do. And I'll tell you why I'm doing what I'm doing tonight. What I'm doing tonight is not fun. I don't enjoy it. It's not a message I enjoy preaching at all. I dread it. I know that many of you are not going to enjoy it. There's something wrong with you if you do. But it's the reason I use the message I'm going to use tonight is because it is effective. And it gets the job done. And I've seen literally hundreds of young people saved as a result of the message you're going to see in here tonight. So please bear with me. I know many times people get offended and say, well, I don't think that has no place in the house of God. Just use your grace a little bit with me tonight and bear with me and please try to understand where I'm coming from. I'm not here tonight to give the devil any glory. Understand? I hate the devil. The devil's never caused me nothing but trouble. How about you? Amen? Rolling Stones wrote a song called Sympathy for the Devil one time. You know what they are? Oh, Rubber Lips, Jagger, and every one of them are about half cracked in their head. There's no sympathy for the devil. The devil is the cause of all of our misery and all of our sorrow and heartache and graveyards and funeral homes and everything. So we don't have any sympathy for the devil tonight. What I'm doing tonight is simply this. You can illustrate it how that David killed a giant. And when David went up against that giant, he took the rock and slung it and hit the giant in the forehead, knocked him down, took the giant's weapon and cut his head off with it. And what I'm doing tonight is dangerous, just like that. I'm taking the enemy's weapon and using it against him. To do this, it takes some prayer. So I would ask, if you know the Lord in here tonight, silently breathe a prayer. Ask God, plead the blood on this place. Keep the devil and his demons away from here, because if I was the head demon in Milton, I know where I'd be hanging around tonight. They don't like what I'm getting ready to do. Expose them. And I'm nothing. I'm nothing to be able to do that, but I guess God's put it on my heart, because it breaks my heart when I see kids in gangs at malls and sitting on the back of trucks at Pizza Hut. And I see myself when I was their age, and they don't know where they're headed, and they don't know what's got a hold of them. A lot of them don't even understand what kind of power and force has grabbed them and is dragging them down. They have no idea. So let's pray tonight that God will open some eyes and hearts here tonight. And you real, real good Christians, please, just suffer with me. And let's see if we can reach some young people here tonight for the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you do that? I'd sure appreciate it. I do want to say also that I have really enjoyed myself being here. Appreciate y'all taking care of me. And I'll be here tomorrow morning, and that'll be our last service. We'll be driving back home tomorrow. Got a big weekend and a lot to do this weekend at home. So please pray for us as we travel. And we'll tell you a little bit more about that later. Let's stand now and look at Mark chapter number 5. Mark chapter number 5, verse 1. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Me and you would call that man demon-possessed. He was possessed of the devil. Preacher, do you believe in that? Absolutely. Wasn't that just back in Bible days? Oh, no. Oh, no. Let's see how the Bible describes a man that is demon-possessed. Verse 3, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him. A man could not be controlled. No way could you put any limitations on his behavior. No, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Stop right there. Two more things about that man as demon-possessed. Nobody could control him. He had supernatural strength. And no matter how many rules they made, he'd break every one of them. Listen to me. They had to live in the graveyard back then. Nebuchadnezzar run around out in the pasture when he was like that, eating grass. Nowadays, they're on the front of Rolling Stone magazine making millions of bucks. Amen? Nobody can tame them. They refuse to keep any rule. If they stay in a motel room, they'll throw the TVs out the window and bust them on the sidewalk down below and trash the place up. That's the people I'm reading about here in the Bible. No man could tame them. Broke all the rules. Verse 5, and always, night and day, is in the mountains and in the tomb where the dead are, crying, screaming out, crying, and cutting himself with stones. The Holy Spirit put that in the Bible to show you something. When people start cutting themselves, it's a sign of being possessed of the devil. Do you know why tattoos are so popular right now? Two reasons. Number one, it's a sign of the devil getting a person to just rip that flesh. And the other sign is it's getting the world accustomed to taking marks on your body for when that mark comes out here and pretty soon. Amen? Please don't look down yet. I'm not mad at you. If you got one, I mean, ain't nothing you can do about it now, I don't reckon. They make an eraser for them things, but they're mighty expensive. And I told our kids, for heaven's sake, you're ugly enough like you are. Don't go letting them draw pictures on you can't get off. All right. Now let's notice something here. He cuts himself. Lord have mercy, look how religious this guy is. Verse 6. When he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped Him. You say, preacher, a demon-possessed man wouldn't worship Jesus. Said he did. Bible said he did. Bible said he ran and worshipped Jesus. And he's possessed of the devil. Isn't that a weird thing? He was intrigued by Jesus Christ. He was obsessed. If anybody else had walked through town, it wouldn't have bothered him. Buddha could have been sitting across the street and that dude wouldn't have paid him a bit of attention. But here comes Jesus and he said, something about this guy. And he goes down and falls down and begins to worship Him. Weird, huh? Weird. He worshipped Him and cried. He shouted and everything with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with Thee, Jesus, Thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure Thee by God that Thou torment me not. For He said, the Lord did, unto him, come out of the man, Thou unclean spirit. Thank you. You can be seated. If you don't believe that I've just described the generation that we're living in, just hold your seat there for a minute. I'm going to talk to you about music tonight and show you what's going on in the latest, as you'd call it, in the music world. And the issue tonight, though, is not music. The issue is far greater, more important than music. There's a bigger issue. I wouldn't waste my time driving down here just to argue with you about music. It's not that important. It's powerful, that I will demonstrate in a minute. But music don't take you to heaven or take you to hell. Music's not the issue. The issue is there's a battle raging for your soul. What we're here dealing with tonight is simply showing you the devil has evangelists out preaching his gospel or his news, trying to get converts, take them to hell, just like preachers are out having crusades and revivals, trying to get converts go to heaven. There's a battle going on for your soul. You young people here tonight, there's a fight raging for your very soul. God wants you, the devil wants you. God will deal with you, the devil will deal with you. You got to decide which one you choose. If you refuse to choose, you automatically take the devil. Because you're born inclined going his way. Now, there's... I believe this, and I'm sure most of you do. Before I left the room over there this evening, I've been praying. And I got down and I prayed, God, would you fill me with your Spirit? God, I can't do what I need to do tonight without your help. Anoint me. Help me. And I believe that God does anoint His men to do what He calls them to do. You believe that? Amen. Now, if God anoints His men to preach His Word and draw people through that, don't you doubt for a second that the devil don't anoint his people to do what they're doing. Have you ever looked at some, you've seen these movie stars and rock singers and stuff, and sometimes in an interview it'll show their high school annual and show them in the 11th and 12th grade, and it don't look a bit like them. They just look like a nice little kid smiling there. Something got a hold of them, didn't it? Something sure changed them. The characters I'm going to show you tonight is not on stage because they're talented. You got people in Pensacola probably as talented as this character I'm going to show you tonight. That's not what gets them famous. It's bargaining out with the devil. Just like a preacher. A preacher don't get famous because he's talent. A preacher don't get famous because of his education. God uses a preacher as a preacher yields himself to God and the Holy Spirit can use him. God blesses him and uses him. And the devil does the same thing. Don't you doubt it for a second. And one of the biggest ways the devil gets through people is through music. And the way to get demon possessed is kick your brain in neutral. And the way to kick your brain in neutral is through drugs or music or drugs and music. That's the best combination. Where you just kind of like, well, I'm spaced out, man. There they come, boy. Right in there. While you're not paying attention, the devil comes in. I read AC/DC as the group stands on stage. Quote, said this. He said, when I go on stage, I get possessed. I'm sure there's preachers here tonight. Brother over here, Brother Bill Wright, and the pastor and these other preachers, they can tell you many times when you can almost feel God's Spirit come on you when you start preaching. And when they said, when I go on stage, Brother Mars and these other preachers can tell you, they say, when I go on stage, I get possessed. Ozzy Osbourne said not long ago, he said, something is using me. He said, I'm afraid to say what it is. I hope it's not what I think. Satan. That's what he said. And years ago, there's a fellow by the name of Don McLean went into a trance. And he wrote a song back in one of those early hippie, late 60s, 1970, along in there. And he wrote this song called American Pie. And he said he didn't know where the words come from. I guess everybody in here has heard that song. Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Go, my shit. Everybody in here has heard that? All you old people know the words. You young people, that's kind of Kmart music now. And some of you are in the elevator. And but you know that tune, right? You know that tune. And you know what he said? He said, them words just came to me and I don't know where they came from. And they tried to say later is about the death of a singer. But you know what that song was talking about? It's talking about the death of God and that rock and roll was going to take over the world. Because about that time, the God is Dead movement was gaining strength. And the words, if you remember, said, I went down to the sacred store, like the gospel book store, where I'd heard the music played before. And the man there said the music wouldn't play. Children cried and laughed in the and they said that not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. The three men I admired the most, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, they took the last train for the coast. The day the music died. And they were singing, this will be the day that I die. And some weird things started happening. In 1966, the Satanic Church was formed by Anton LaVey. 1969, that's the year the world kicked in high gear toward hell. There were the first rock concert. The homosexual rebellion movement began on Christopher Street in New York City. And then that's when the Satanic Bible was printed. Now, we underestimate the power of what music can do. Everybody in here loves music, right? I don't know anybody that don't like music. I've never met anybody who said, I just hate music. I've heard people say, I don't like that kind or that kind, but I've never met anybody who don't like some kind. Music is a universal language. Music can move you. It can move you to good. It can move you to bad. It can move you to tears. It can move you to laughter. It can move you to violence. It can move you to wild behavior and push you into things that you wouldn't have done or thought. Tell you what, I heard a teenager's testimony. Five teenagers were driving down the interstate highway. They were listening to a song by Prince. The name of the song was, Would You Die For Me? And they said, while they were driving down the road listening to that song, all saying the word, that a presence come in that car. And they could all feel it. And they said, let's die. Let's die. We'll die. We're going to die. Hit that bridge. And the guy floored the automobile, headed toward that bridge. And they said, luckily the song ended and the presence kind of left and they got control of themselves before they killed themselves. There's no telling how many kids are in hell tonight. Your age. No telling. By the thousands.
that went out one night and smoked a joint and listened to some music, and the demon come through the music and started talking to them and told them to kill herself. I can give you testimony after testimony where Shoot the Thrill, all those songs, Suicide is the Only Way Out, Ozzy Osbourne, AC/DC, over and over and over and over, where they say, just go ahead, and kids are doing it as the devil speaks to them. Now, let me see. Turn this mic on here just a little bit there, brother. And turn this green one on. Just a second. Green with lipstick all over it. Something. Who's it? Makeup or something. Chew. You had to go to the bathroom after you use that thing, sister. All right. Can you hear it? Get that green one on. Can you hear that? Now listen. Everybody in here, you know they're a different sound. I hear it all the time. These kids say, you know what a lot of churches are doing? They're having in the morning what they call a, quote, traditional service, where they sing Amazing Grace and how great thou art and all that kind of stuff and all that thing. And then on Sunday night, they kind of move the chairs back and bring the young people in and have a, quote, contemporary service and rap and rock the building out. And they say, well, the kids like their music and us older folks like our music. I want to tell you something right now. I'm going to lose somebody right here, but I mean, you know, you might as well hear it sometime. Now's as good a time as any. Listen, if you're right with God, we're all going to like the same kind. We're all going to be satisfied with the same hymns and songs and spiritual hymns, and there ain't no such animal as gospel rock. It don't exist. You say, yes, it does. No, just hush for a second. Listen to this. You hear this right here? Get that greening on just a little bit. Hear that right there? Does that make you want to pray? Don't that just make you want to grab a handful of tracts and go witnessing? Don't sit there and look at me dumb. You know what that's saying to you. Music talks to you. One girl said, well, I just listened to that beat and all that. Yeah, that's the worst part. Amen. I don't care if it says Jesus one end or the other, brother. That's nasty. That appeals to your basic, most innermost self. That right there is what we call jungle thump. Amen? Because you use that to get possessed and open up your heart to Satan. Amen? Well, you ought to see some looks I'm getting. I'm like, wow, God, wow, man. Well, you better hold on because it's going to get worse than this here in a minute. Amen? Your problem is you're just not educated. You've been living a sheltered life. Now, when you hear this, let's just give an example tonight. Now, let's just say most of our Christian songs are to a march beat. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that we're bum, bum, bum. See, what that makes you want to do is go home for God. You don't want to go to church. Here's somebody saying, oh, I just love Him. Just shut up, okay? Go to a bar somewhere. That's where they do that. We don't want to hear you breathe, man. Get up and sing. This ain't a talent show. There is a big difference in getting up singing for the glory of God and then somebody just trying to show off how good they are. Amen? All right. Now let's say tonight that you went, you've heard me use this illustration before. I wasn't planning on, let's just say tonight, for the sake of 200 of you that's never heard this, you went to the first football game. You got football coming up here pretty soon in Milton? Does Milton have a high school? I saw a little, he showed me downtown today, buddy. I thought we was going to get lost. Bill did. But we went through there. Let's just say, you went to a Milton ball game, Milton football game, and the Milton mosquitoes, or whatever they are, trying to think of something that fit this area. Huh? Panthers. Okay, Milton Panthers. I think mosquitoes would be a cool name for a Milton team. So you put it in the paper, Bears bit by mosquitoes. That's right. You know, like the Orlando Magic and stuff like that. Well, anyway, let's just say you went to a football game. Now you went in there and you went in to see the Milton Panthers. Panthers come out, and it was the first game. You wore a sweater, and it ain't even cold. You know how it is. You want to wear a sweater, man. You've been wearing short sleeves all summer long. And boy, it's finally just a little bit of nip, and it gets down to about 80 here in Florida. You say, I'm wearing my sweater. It's football weather. And boy, you go out there, and they come out, and all of a sudden, them curtains open up, and they say, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring them out here for the first home game of the 99-2000 season. The Milton Mosquitoes. Panthers. I didn't mean that. And then they say, I'm ready to hit somebody right now. Don't that make you just want to get on with it, buddy? Let's fight. That's what that music is designed to do. Like an army. Kick their teeth out. Bust them in the head. Well, that makes you feel strong, don't it? You know what's doing that? Just that music. No words. You know, I read over in the Bible one time where there's a man who had a demon around him. And they brought a guy in there named David to play on a harp. And it drove them evil spirits away. Not lyrics. Music. Not words. People say, it doesn't matter what kind of music it is. It sure does matter what kind of music it is. Amen? And I preach this. It don't matter if you like it or not. I'm going to tell you, when people drive up and down the road, there ought to be a different sound coming out of the house of God than they are a pool hall or a bar or a honky-tonk somewhere. Something wrong when you can't tell the difference. When you got to turn on a radio station and listen to until they get a commercial, even see if it's Christian, there's something wrong somewhere. You done heard three songs, can't even tell if it's a Christian station. Something ain't right. All right, let's say you go. They took me out today to a Chinese restaurant. You and your wife go out to a Chinese restaurant. You and your sweetheart, whatever, you go in there. You walk in. There's this little girl about that high. She goes, she's a little kid for this. I always say, okay. And I'm right behind you, sis. Go right ahead. And they go back there and you sit down. It's dark in there. Buddy, it's so much stuff, I don't even know what it is. I don't even want to know. It's dark, so you can't see them little squiggly things in there. You got no hair in there, you know. You just lay it over and floss your teeth with it when you get done. But you walk in there, you know. And you know what you get? You sit down, you get chopsticks, and you hear some music. You're like, bing, 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 bing. And it's, hey, 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 hey. You just sit there and enjoy your Chinese food, right? Like you got good sense. Now, let's just suppose. Suppose you went to a Chinese restaurant just Saturday night, tomorrow night, Saturday night, and you walked in there and she said, hi, you sir, hi, you sir. Come on. And you go, all right, count. You walk back there and sit down. And you sit down, get your chopsticks, open the menu, and all of a sudden it goes, you're going to say, what in the world are these nuts doing playing that in a Chinese restaurant? Don't go, does it? Huh? And you think, is that the best music they can find? I'll pay for anything I tear up here, brother. Take it out of the offer. You know what? You say, well, now, Brother Danny, you're right, ain't you? You're right. You listen, that sound don't belong there. What if you went and seen the? What if you went to the Panthers game? And here they said, ladies and gentlemen, here they are. It's the Milton Panthers. Let's bring them out. They come walking out with big pads on, running like this. And the music goes, bing, bing, bing. Football players running out, big pads on. You can't play football with that. They'd be tripping over the grass and falling in the mud.
All I'm saying is, don't you give me this stuff. Music don't make you think stuff. Music don't make you do stuff. Music don't make you say stuff. You're lying. The truth is, most people who fall into sin and mess up their lives and everything, somewhere back there, somehow, music had something to do with it. Amen? It may not be this stuff that make you worship the devil. It might be the nasal whinings of Barth Brooks. I ain't got time to get into all of that. Somebody said, well, what's wrong with country music? What's wrong with that stuff is you can understand what they're saying. It ain't backwards neither. Amen? Well, what does music do? Music creates a mood. Now, you know what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to show you what the devil is now doing with music. It won't take long. That's why I talked to you for a few minutes first. It's a short video. And I want you to listen and look very carefully here in just a minute. If I was the devil, you know what I'd do? I'd try to figure out what makes people go to heaven. Like a little story he told about grace. He said, that's enough points, come in. And I'd work on that. I wouldn't care how good you are or how much you go to church. Jesus said, I am the door. Now, let's just say that's heaven in here tonight. And the only way you can get in there is go through this door. Jesus said, I'm the door, right? He said, I'm the door. The only way you're going in there is go through that door. If I'm the devil, what am I going to concentrate on? If I'm the devil and I'm going to talk to kids, I'm going to say, you don't like that door. That door is yuck. Hate the door. Cuss the door. I don't care if you get baptized. Join a million churches. I don't care. Worship rock, stone, do anything. Just don't go to that door. Because He knows that's the way that kids go to heaven. Amen? Buddy, we got a battle going on nowadays. Why? I want you to notice the first words that comes from Marilyn Manson's mouth as he steps out on the stage at the MTV Video Awards, as you're going to see on the first portion of this video. The first words he said, he don't stand up there and say, well, it's good to be here, let's rock, like you think. The first word comes out of his mouth is slamming Christianity. So what's happened is he's made some kind of deal. The devil says, if you'll make fun of that door for me, I'll make you rich. I'll give you anything you want. You get all the dope, all the women, all the parties, all you want. Just blast that door. That's all the devil cares about, is just blast that door. That's why when you watch these Hollywood movies, they don't never say nothing about Buddha. They don't never cuss Buddha. They never cuss Muhammad. It's always Jesus Christ. Because who's writing them things hates the door, and they don't want you going through that door. Now, everybody in here tonight is going to heaven or hell. That's the bottom line. Everybody in here tonight saved or lost right now while I'm preaching to you. The issue is, well, I don't like him, and I didn't agree with what he said. That's not the issue. That ain't going to make one bit of difference. What matters tonight is you going to heaven or hell, buddy. And young ladies here tonight, it's saying, well, I don't get along with my parents, and I have different views and all. That has nothing to do with it. Your opinions mean nothing. Opinions is like armpits. Everybody got two, and they both stink. But mine's no good. Yours is no good. God said Jesus Christ is the door, and if you don't go through that door, you're not going to heaven when you die. So the devil's job is cuss the door. Hate the door. Stop the door. Blaspheme the door. Can you figure that out? Let's just take just a minute here tonight. And what I'd like to do, if we can get everything on correct, is take just a minute tonight and show you and let you hear what the devil's doing in our generation. And remember now, the issue tonight is, where's my little trunk at, preacher? I need it in just a second. The issue tonight is your soul. The issue tonight is, where do you stand with the Lord Jesus Christ? The issue tonight is, have you been born again? Nope, the other. The issue tonight is, pay no attention to this man walking around behind me back here. He's the janitor.
There you go. Now I need to just open it and lay it right there. I need a remote control out of it. The issue tonight is, where is your soul stand with the Lord Jesus Christ? Somebody go ahead and get the lights, and we'll see if we can show you this tonight. That's fine. Amen. Let God speak to your heart tonight. Don't be prejudiced, and let the Lord speak to you.
Marilyn Manson!
First thing you're going to do is mock the United States of America, which ought to be enough right there to make any red-blooded American mad enough to fight. They replaced the flag with a satanic S up there where the stars are supposed to be, like Jesus said when He said, "I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven." Listen to this. First words.
My fellow Americans, we will no longer be oppressed by the fascism of Christianity. And we will no longer be oppressed by the fascism.
Now listen to this. The first words comes out of His mouth, telling you not to go to heaven.
Ugly, trying your hardest not to fit in, trying your hardest to earn your way into heaven. But let me ask you, do you want to be in a place that's filled with a bunch of...
That's His views of heaven. Then you hear the beat start that I mentioned a minute ago, and you're going to see Him as literally the power of Satan comes in Him. Watch it now. Watch this right here. Watch His body now. I believe right here is where He gets possessed. Get my mic up here just a little, my little one. Right here. See that? Get up here and do that 30 minutes and try it, brother. Now, I can't even show you the rest of that song. You see, Antichrist Superstar, the name of his new album, written on his pulpit there that he was blaspheming Christianity on. Here's the end of the song. See the satanic S all over the platform. Listen how they mock God to the United States kids. Millions of young people watching. Here's the way they end.
Run to church right now.
Isn't that something?
Are you going to hell? Thank you.
Let's end it by mocking going to heaven. Everybody run to church. It's a big joke. That's their message to the young people of America. Now looky here tonight. As we move along.
Oh, I remember. The song was written about drugs, and it was recorded while on drugs, and a video was shot with everybody using drugs also.
That's our role models in America now. Back many years ago, Jimi Hendrix was demon possessed.
He believed it.
And he believed it.
He was wrestling with it constantly.
And you see it here, conjuring up spirits.
He didn't know what made him act the way he acted and what made him say the things he said and songs and different things like that just come out of him, you know.
Now, I said that to say this. The same spirit that was in Jimi Hendrix, and Jimi Hendrix believed all his life that there was a spirit in him controlling him. And he didn't go around bragging about it, but he believed it. Notice here in the 90s, Marilyn Manson's concert, where he does the very same thing that Hendrix does, and the song is called Lunchbox, where a little boy brings him his lunch. Does that sound like anything you've ever heard before? Now look here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You'll see the song here. You want their lifestyle? Here he says the girls taste like girls, and then kisses a boy member of his band right in the mouth. That's what our lifestyle has become in America tonight. Look at that.
Wide the gates of hell.
This is Anton LaVey. He began the Church of Satan in San Francisco, California. Anton LaVey is the strongest inspiration on Marilyn Manson. You'll hear him say, make that statement. Listen to him.
Influences on me as far as literature would be in America, Anton LaVey, the guy who wrote the Satanic Bible.
Isn't that something? There's what the Satanic Bible said about the blood of Jesus Christ. Look at here. Now, here's something I want to show you. This is at a Marilyn Manson concert. There were some Christians, I guess, I don't know where these people were from, but they'd come out from a lot of different churches to protest his presence in their town. And I know people in Louisville, Kentucky, who went there when he was near there and gave out tracts and tried to preach. When he came to Charlotte, North Carolina, our guys, I was preaching somewhere, and a bunch of boys from our church went and preached. And they said here that people would stand there and eat the tracts when they gave them to them. Some of the weirdest things you ever seen. But I just wanted you to see the contrast here and see how the battle is raging for your soul. Outside this building, there's a war raging for your soul. Inside this building, the Holy Spirit is tugging at you. Outside this building, the devil's waiting on you. Now, his concert, it's opposite. Inside the building, the devil is there waiting on you. Outside the building, the Christians are out there preaching, trying to get these young people saved. What a blessing this is.
Yes, Jesus loves us.
Look in the mirror. Get your eyes on it. Roll
around. No way. It's not a God, man. No way.
Yeah.
When he's done with you, he'll throw you away like a rag doll.
That's right.
The devil will use you just like a rag doll.
That's
and
right.
The devil, for all eternity, will...
But one thing let me tell you about this group that here tonight is over heaven. And the just will be fit for their righteousness. And if they see Manson again, they will wish they would never even heard his name.
Amen. That's right.
The name of Jesus.
Fight. Now look here. Thank God for people that's out there had enough love and courage to stand up for their Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me tell you tonight. Let me tell you something tonight, people. I love my mother. My mother's back home in North Carolina. I'd do anything for my mother. If there was a man in this building tonight and his whole job was cussing my mother and making fun of my mother, buddy, don't you know I'd stand up and do everything I could to stop it. And Jesus Christ has done more for me than my mother. Jesus Christ has died on Calvary to take my sins away, and it ought to bother us the way they talk about Him. Thank God there's some Christians had enough guts to go out there and take a stand. Amen? Hallelujah. Watch what's going on outside as compared to what's going on inside.
You don't have to be spiritually raped. You don't have to be seduced. Hostile, sinful world. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Now we're moving inside. Begins to sing his song, Antichrist Superstar. And he said his purpose in this world is to rid the world of Christianity. Feel that? There's a battle going on for your soul, boys and girls. The devil's out there trying to destroy you. take you to hell.
His parents right now. Don't come to this place.
Look at this role model.
Break your finger, it is done. The moon has now eclipsed the sun. The angel has spread his wings.
Look at that. 7-year-old boy quoting the words, prick your finger, it is done. The moon has now eclipsed the sun. The angel has spread his wings. The time has come for glorious... You know what they're saying? They're saying it's over. The Antichrist is about to step out on the scene. And they're right about that. They're right about that. Because we're fixing to leave out of here. And buddy, you know what we might as well do? We might as well go out with a bang, people. This is the most discouraged time I've ever seen. There's more God's people giving up, quitting than I've ever seen. Why don't we just make up our mind that we're going to just rear back, get our breath, give it another good shot for God's glory, trying to go out in a blaze, preaching, singing, praying, shouting, and honor God, and be on fire for God when this thing's over with. Amen? Hey, there's a war going on. That fence is getting harder and harder to straddle. Look what they're doing. What? The little boy there with the Holy Bible in his lap, quoting the words to Antichrist Superstar.
And that's a good wish.
What's this? Self-mutilation that I read to you about. It's something sick. Demon possession. Pushing drugs on TV for kids. How come something isn't done about this? Where's mom and daddy while all this is going on?
This one right here. Here. And we took...
Watch this, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to be shocked. And what you're going to see here is going to take the Bible, the Word of God, the precious old book. And watch what happens. Isn't it interesting he doesn't take the Koran or the Talmud or Jewish books or any other Hindu religion books? Watch.
Let's take a moment to see what it has to say right here. Says right here, you got to be saved in order to go to heaven.
Listen to them screaming.
The way I see it, you only got to be yourself to go to hell.
And he throws the Bible out in the crowd and they go wild over it. Watch him mock God.
By the fascism of Christianity.
Watch him mock God. Watch this.
You don't know the...
Watch this. That's our God. He's mocking. That's our God that we say we love. And we sing about. You know what I think a lot of people are doing, preacher? I think a lot of people are just playing church. I think a lot of people just say, well, let's get our nice family and put on our nice clothes and go to our nice church. You don't realize what a warfare we're in tonight. Get out on the street. Go down to Pensacola Beach tonight and talk to the kids out there with the rings in their lips and their white skin and their jet black hair. Let me tell you tonight, we are in the fight of our lives. I'll tell you tonight, you listen to what he has to say here. You watch. Watch it, ladies and gentlemen. What he says about the Christians outside.
No longer be oppressed by the police state mentality.
Now he's going to talk about the Christians outside.
None of those people outside realize how much power is in this one room. Let them hear it!
Now let's go back to that just a second. You know what he's saying? He said those people outside, if they knew how much power was in this room. Did you catch that? And he said, let them hear it. And buddy, you can feel it when that stuff starts, can't you? You can't sit there and say you don't feel power. This is a demon, devil, worship service. Watch it now as it takes place. see the Bible on the pulpit? Right there? See the preacher with his tie on? It's a mockery to the house of God and the things of God. Lord, have mercy. What's it going to take to get us back on the knees? Oh, by the way, you know what we're doing? While they're out there evangelizing ourselves and our kids, we're in here cutting each other's throats and talking about each other and mad at the preacher across town and won't speak to our brother or our sister, and the devil's laughing at us while the world goes to hell. I'm going to tell you tonight, we don't have time to fuss and fight and bicker and gossip and run our mouths. We better get on our knees, get in this altar, pledge our hearts to God, and get this generation of kids before the devil drags them all down. Say amen right there. And I want to tell you tonight, you say, well, preacher, that scares me. He was talking about all that power in that room. And surely there is a lot. But I want to say this evening, you listen to me and you hear me good. I know I'm nothing. I'm just a hick from up in the mountains of North Carolina. But I want to say to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, if that crowd knew how much power was in this room right here tonight, they'd everyone run in here and get saved by the grace of God. The Bible said, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. We don't have to fear the devil. God's greater than the devil. Amen. I know tonight, if it wasn't for the mercy and grace of God, the devil would have killed me a long time ago. I'd have never made it this far, but I believe by grace, I've made it this far. By grace, I'll make it the rest of the way. And our God is more powerful than the devil. Don't you forget that, kids. What's in here tonight's a lot stronger than what's in there. Watch it. Watch what the preacher does. See the Bible on the pulpit? See the satanic S on the pulpit and the Bible laying there? Watch this, ladies and gentlemen. He's saying repent. That's what I'm talking about. Ain't that something? Repent! That's what I'm talking about. Now watch this. Worst thing about it I've ever seen in my life. Feel the devil's power come in? Crying and cutting themselves. Remember the scripture? Now he quotes that song the little boy sung. Watch. Here it goes. See him possessed. Watch this. Press your finger in the moon as now he puts the sun. He's a last pretty thing. Remember that? Look here. Something I say. Press your finger in the moon. My God! God help us tonight! God have mercy on us tonight! Throwing that out there like throwing a piece of meat to a bunch of dogs. That's a demon-possessed mob. That's the Word of God that our forefathers bled and died for. That's the book that helped our mamas and grandmamas in the hospitals at night by the side of a dying loved one. See him stick his finger in his mouth like it makes you want to puke. That's the book that our nation was founded on. That's a book that told us that Christ died for our sins. Listen tonight, ladies and gentlemen, if there's ever been a time when you need to quit playing games. Some of you teenagers here in the school, you've just been playing games. Tonight's the night to get serious. Quit playing around. Sell your life out to God. I see a lot of you tonight. You're wiping tears. God's already got a hold of your heart. And I'll be through in just a minute. You can come down here and get right. But if you're here tonight and not saved, you'll wind up in the same hell that Hitler goes to and Mussolini goes to and these people go to. There's no two or three hells. There's only one hell. And you go there for rejecting Jesus Christ. You know, there's one thing that makes me shout about this preacher. Pastor Stewart, there's one thing I can shout about on this. You say, Brother Danny, how can you shout about any of that? One thing I can shout about. They never, never, ever say Buddha. They never cuss Muhammad. It's always Jesus. You know what that means? That means you know you got the right one. The spirit that's in there, we got the right religion, people. The devil knows which one's real. The devil knows which one will work. The devil knows which one that'll transform a life of sin into a life of glory for Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I'm glad there's power in the blood that can change your life tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Watch it as it goes on. My soul. That's a worship service. Watch it. You wouldn't believe. Watch this, they got his name. No salvation on this girl's arm. See that? You know that scripture I read to you a minute ago about cutting yourself? God have mercy on us! Look at the American flag. Isn't that something, ladies and gentlemen? My God. We'll stop right there. I don't know what that is. It just showed up on the screen. I have no idea how that got there. But I want to tell you something tonight. One of these days, the shoe is going to be on the other foot. God's going to sit on His throne. And the Bible said the books were open. And another book will be opened. And Marilyn Manson and John Lennon, the rest of the Beatles and Rolling Stones, the Beastie Boys, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Madonna, every one of them is going to stand in front of God Almighty. And the Bible said the books will be opened. You will not smart off to Him when you get there. There'll be, the Bible said, another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead will be judged out of those things which were written in the books. God's going to bring up every rotten, sorry, low-down thing you've ever done in your life as a witness against you. There'll be no mercy there. There'll be no mercy at the great white throne judgment. Only the wrath of God. He can be your Savior tonight, but if you reject Him, He'll then be your judge. Hell is an awful, awful place, ladies and gentlemen. That's where you're going if you don't get saved by the grace of God. Heaven or hell. The Bible says there'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth as the demons of hell grab you and drag you down and down and down and down into what the Bible calls the bottomless pit. There'll be no rest day nor night. And God will have the last word. And God will have the final say. The Bible said whosoever was not found written in the book of life would be cast into the lake of fire. Is your name in God's book? Are you a Christian here tonight? That's the most important question you've ever been asked in your life. You don't want to wind up in hell screaming and burning, tormented day and night in the lake of fire. Fire in your nose, in your eyes, in your mouth, in your ears, over your whole body, forever and ever and ever and ever. And the Bible said your worm dies not, neither is the fire quenched. You can't never get out. You can't never get over it. You don't never die. You want to die, but you can't die. And the rock and rollers will say, God, I'm sorry. No, God, no. God, please, no. But it'll be too late. It'll be too late. It'll be too late. And the Bible said the smoke of their torment will ascend up forever and ever and ever. You think God's joking? That's why Jesus come down here and bled and died to keep you out of that place. Lord, have mercy. The least we can do as Christians is live our life for Him. Now I want to show you something else. As the wicked scream in the lake of fire. It's an awful, awful place, friend. Hell is an awful, awful place. There'll be teenagers tomorrow morning, went out tonight partying, and will wake up in hell and never, ever, ever get out. But there's one way. The Bible said Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Now you're going to feel a different spirit. Thank God that He loved me enough to walk up an old rugged hill. Let him beat nails through his hands and through his feet so that I would have to go to hell. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're here tonight, you're not saved, I'd get out of my seat right now. I'd get down here to this altar. I don't care who looks, who lies. Hey, it's not important. Doesn't matter what people think. I'd get out of that seat tonight and I'd get down here. Get my heart right with God. Jesus died for your sins. If you're here tonight, you've been saved, but you've let the devil mess your life up. And the Lord's speaking to your heart tonight. He still loves you. And He wants to forgive you and give you a brand new, fresh start to live for Him. You've got your feelings hurt. Something's knocked you out of church. Something's messed you up. You need to get back on track tonight. Get back on fire for God. You ought to just fill these altars up tonight and say, by the grace of God, that's what I want to do. Amen. Amen. That's what we need to do. Just get out of your seat and come. Come on, just stand up and come. No lights right now. Just come on. Come on, kids. Come on. Come on, kids. Let God speak to your heart. Amen. Amen. Let's settle it between you and God. Come on, girls. Come on, young man. Just get out of your seat and come right now. That's right. Come on. Now, just give us a light up here, brother. Just the one up here, not the big light. There you go. Maybe somebody needs to come around and take a Bible and be a soul winner. Some of you preachers and deal with some of these kids. Amen. Just get out of your seat and come. Come on right now. If you know somebody up here that needs prayer, help. Just come on up here and pray with them tonight. Let God help you tonight. Will you do that? Let God help you tonight. Amen. Let the Lord speak to you tonight. He'll do it. Let the Lord speak to you tonight. Let the Lord speak to you tonight. Come on. Don't you be ashamed. Don't you be ashamed. Let's stand all over the building. All over the building. Let's stand. Let's stand. Come on. Get out of your seat and come right now. Come on. Just move right now. Amen. Here comes some more. Somebody's coming over here. Make sure somebody's got somebody to pray with them. Maybe they somebody's seeking God. Amen, girl. That's good. Get down here and pray. What a blessing. Amen. Amen. I'm glad. I'm glad there's grace tonight. I'm glad God's grace is greater than our sin. I'm glad the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin tonight. Come. Come on. How about it, mamas and daddies? You say, preacher, I've been slack. I don't even go to church regular. I've been backslid on God. Come on down here and get your heart right. Move right now. Amen. Amen. Sunday school teachers, preachers, deacons, let's all get heart. Get our hearts right with God tonight. Come on. Come on. Move right now. They're still coming. Come on, girl. Amen. Come on, young man. Young man, come on. Teenager, come on right now. Let the Lord speak to your heart right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's right. Thank God. Thank God for grown men coming. Thank God for little boys and girls coming. Thank God for teenagers coming. I'm glad the door's still open, ain't you? I'm glad the door's still open. I'm glad there's still time. I'm glad there's still hope. One of these days there won't be no hope. Tonight there is. Come on. Be a man. Be a man tonight. Step out of that. Any little old sissy can live for the devil. Be a man. Step out for Jesus Christ. Live for something worth dying for. Amen. Amen. Come on. Come on. Move right now. Move right now. Amen. Come on. Move right now. God's speaking to people all over this building tonight. God's speaking to people all over this building. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Just get out of your seat and come right now. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. I'm glad there's grace. You say, preacher, you don't know what I've done. I don't care what you've done. But Jesus Christ died for it. He'll wash it away. I don't care. I can't forgive you no way. But God can. God can and God will. God can and God will. Would you come? Come on. Come on right now. Come on back there. Come on. Don't wait. Don't wait. Come on. Just get out of your seat right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, teenagers. Woo! Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Amen. What a blessing. Well, we got some folks doing business over here now. Amen. Come on. Come on. Amen. Come on. Come on. Move right now. Some of you have been waiting now. Now's your chance. Now's your chance. I want our musicians to come. Get to the instruments. God's speaking to your heart tonight. God's speaking to your heart tonight. You don't want to go to hell. You don't want to go to hell. Hell is an awful, awful place. Hell is an awful, awful place. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. This is holy ground up here right now. Hey, some kids doing business with God. Amen. Amen. Y'all just take your time. Take your time. Get it right. Get it right. Somebody's still holding back tonight. You're still holding on to something. You're still holding on to something. Some sin's got you bound up. That's what sin will do. It'll bind you up. You better let go of it. The devil will trick you. The devil will make you fall. You better get rid of it. God will help you if you'll let Him. Sin will bite you. Sin will sting you. Sin will poison you. Get the remedy here tonight. Come on. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. You ladies get ready. Just start playing. Amen. Whatever you picked out, go ahead and start playing. Let God speak to you tonight. They're going to play tonight. Hallelujah. What are we saying, brother? We're singing Amazing Grace. I'm glad for that night as an 18-year-old. I went down to an old-fashioned altar. God knew what I was. He knew everything I'd ever done and everything I was going to do. And saved me anyway. I'm glad for grace, ain't you? Thank God. It's amazing that we're saved. Let's sing it big and loud here tonight while these are praying. Amen. Sing it out, saints of God. Everybody, let's sing. Come on. Amazing. Come on. Sure. Like me. Hey, man. Somebody else. Hey, man. All right, we're singing. We're singing. Come on now. Was great. Come on, buddy. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. What a blessing. What a blessing. Amen. God's grace will let you in tonight. Amen, brother. Does man get everything right? God bless you, brother. Amen. God bless you. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. What a blessing. Thank God. Amen. You remember that hour you first believed? All right, let's sing it. Third verse, everybody. Ready? Through the dangers, toils, I have already come. Amen. Sing it out, folks. Sing it. His grace hath brought. Sing.
take us far, and grace will.
Amen. Sing it, everybody on the last verse. Come on. When we say it.
We've no last day to sing God's praise. And when we first begun,
go ahead. Let's sing another verse out. Whatever you want to sing. Everybody.
Amazing grace.
Come on.
How sweet.
Weep the sound, isn't it?
Sound.
Woo! Glory to God.
Saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
How long has it been since it's just been real good for you to be saved? I mean, were you just bubbled over and you thought, glory to God, it's good to be saved? Are you just enduring your salvation, or are you enjoying it tonight? If you really think about where you're saved from, what you're saved to, it'll do something to you. I tell you what's wrong with us. We get entangled with the affairs of it. We get all tangled up. Our job, our bills, our sin. We get all just like tangled, your feet tangled up in a bunch of briars and stuff. And you got to get untangled. Shake that junk off and go on. You know what some of you people's problem is? All you do is talk on the telephone.
Right.
And drop that thing for 3 or 4 hours a day and put your nose in your Bible and get back on your knees and you'd get a blessing when you come to church.
Amen.
I don't know why I said that. Somebody must have needed it. Amen. You ain't going to get no blessing on CNN.
Amen.
You're going to get so depressed. You say, well, what are we going to do when the Y2K hits? Same thing we did when the Y21 hit. I guess we'll just trust the Lord. Well, just trust the Lord. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know God hadn't forgot about us. I know God hadn't forgot about His children. I know He promised He'd be with us to the end. Hey, He's not going to forget about us, people. Jesus died for us. He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. We're living in great times. Stand up and be counted. What a blessing. Now, we still got a few in the oven. We'll wait here just a second. God's still speaking to some hearts. Before we go, let's sing another verse. You come.
'Twas grace that taught my heart.
Amen.
To fear.
Yes, come on.
And grace,
glory to God.
My fears.
Hallelujah.
Relief.
Amen.
How precious did
thank God
that grace appear the hour I first believed.
You here tonight and you say, man, I know I should have went. I no doubt some of you sitting back there saying, well, I didn't like something you said. Listen, remember that ain't the issue. I ain't up here to get you to like me. I'm up here to get you to see the issue is your never dying soul is going somewhere fast. You're going to live forever and ever somewhere. You better be figuring out where. And if some of you walk out of this church tonight and you say no to God after what you've seen, you know something? If you'd have showed that right there in a church 50 years ago in America, people would have went home and not slept a wink that night. It would have tore them all to pieces. They'd have been overcome. But you know what? We're so used to it. We're used to people cussing God, ripping up the Bible. I mean, it's no big deal. The Bible said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Have we hardened our hearts so much that that don't even affect us? We better be doing some seeking. Some seeking. Tell you what I want to do before the pastor comes. I want us to sing just one more verse. I don't mean to drag it out. I don't usually do that. I want us to sing at least one more verse. There's somebody here tonight, no doubt. No doubt in my mind. God's speaking to your heart.
And you say, Brother Danny, I know you're right. I know there's a heaven. I know there's a hell. But I find myself, I have to quit this or I have to quit that. Well, you got to quit it anyway. You ain't going to do it in hell. Somebody said, if I get saved, I have to quit drinking. You got to quit anyway. You think you're going to drink in hell? There ain't nothing down there. You got to quit anyway. You might as well quit and get right with God and go to heaven. You got to quit partying anyway. One more verse. This is your verse.
Through
come on. Come on. Come on, boys. Come on. Come on, young man. Move. Will you come? Come on. Come on. Just get out of your seat. Come on. Hallelujah. Move right now. Move right now. Yes. Alright, one's come. Sing another verse. One's come. They're still dealing with one over here. One more verse. And we come on. Come on. Come on.
10,000 years bright shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise.
There's another one. Amen.
When we first begun.
All right, I tell you what I want to do tonight. Just for the glory of God. They're still playing the instruments. We've got one, two, three, four, three more still being dealt with here. I want everybody who got saved tonight. The Bible said if you confess Him before men, He'll confess you before His Father which is in heaven. If you got saved or you rededicated your life tonight, you got right with God. You either got saved or you really got right with God. I want you to come back up here. All of you is up here getting something right with God. Come back up here and let's just stand right across the front here just a minute. I'm not going to make you say nothing. I just want you to come up here. Just a second. Come on. Amen. Come on. Just line up all the way across the front here. Amen. You either got saved or you got right with God. Just come up here and line across the front. Come on. Don't be ashamed. The Lord done something for you. Get up here and say, all right, I'm on His side now. Look, after what you've seen tonight, surely nobody in here wants to be on the other side. You're sick if you want to be on the other side. Come on, God done something for you tonight. You're not ashamed of it. Come back up here. Amen. Want the rest of you be seated just a second. Be seated. Isn't that a blessing? Still praying. Still playing. See all these, mostly the young people tonight, some mamas and dads. How many of you tonight will say, well, show these young people, say, hey, you don't know their names, but you say, I'll pray for you. Just raise your hand. You'll pray for them. You see all them people that's going to pray for you? Y'all get in here. There's enough of you right here in this school here to make a dent in Milton as little as it is. Man, I'm telling you, y'all could make an impact on this county for the glory of God. Amen. We better let some light shine. All you churches that are here tonight, for heaven's sake, quit being fighting and being jealous of each other. We're all on the same team. Lord, help us. We're cutting each other's guts out, and we're supposed to be out on the same team. We're the only army in the world, I believe, that shoots our wounded and leaves them laying dead in the ditch to bleed to death. Let's pray for these kids. They need it. I sure would hate to be them, wouldn't you? I feel sorry for them, man. Lord, in mercy, I told them in school, I said, y'all are pitiful. Being 16, 17, that'd be awful. That's a dangerous age to be. There wasn't no such thing as MTV until 1980. There wasn't no such thing on this planet. These kids can't imagine life without it. I mean, they can't imagine the world and it not being here. Tonight, you know them awards I showed you tonight? They're taking place tonight. Somewhere in Los Angeles, somewhere. I prayed this evening the Lord had let the 9999 bug knock a power out or something. That's happening today on 9999. But you pray for these young people and every one of you get on fire for God. Let me tell you something. If you mess up, don't give up. Ask God to forgive you and get up and keep going. You know what the secret of the Christian life? The secret of the Christian life is when you get down, get back up and keep going. So, well, messed up, preacher, so I quit. No. What if a football player quit every time he fell down? He'd never play a game, would he? You know what football players do? They get the snot knocked out of them, son. Roll down, get knocked out of bounds, miss fight, and everything. They get right back out there and do it again. And that's what makes them win the game. So your secret of the Christian life is, don't quit. It's not that you're not going to fall. You are going to fall. There ain't no do and buts about it. The thing is, get up. Okay? Man, I don't never hardly preach this long. Y'all, you people must need it awful bad. I hope God's used the message to speak to your heart tonight. Y'all stay up here and I'm going to let the pastor say whatever he wants to say to you. He'll sprinkle holy water on you or something. And he'll dismiss however God leads him. I know people ask for these videos all the time. And every time we tried to video this, something weird happens. Now they tried it again tonight. If it went good, they'll have these videos and they'll sell them to you for whatever they want for them. I don't care. Give them to you. I don't care. But if you want to use them to reach lost people. But hopefully the videos will be good tonight. Okay? God bless you. See you in the morning.
This is... I know it was pretty graphic tonight, what you saw. Pretty horrible. But I'm going to tell you, I don't believe it touched the hem of the garment how bad it's going to be. The Bible says, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. That's going to be an awful, terrible place people are going to go. And the sad thing about it is, you don't have to go. You don't have to go. We've got some teenagers here in our church. We've got some young people out of high school. And you got your life full of this stuff. It's going to offer nothing to you but heartache. I know you don't believe us. But that garbage that you saw tonight, that's straight from hell. That's where it came from. And if the devil can keep you from going through that door, the door, the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll do anything to keep you from it. And you know what he'll do? If he can't do it with rock music, he'll do it with contemporary rock music. Put Jesus' words to it, but have the same type of lyrics and the same type of beat, and we'll put it inside our church. That's a mess. Amen? Some of you folks listen to that and you got your life full of it. Next step's going to be, that's not going to be satisfying enough. You've got to go to this step. And you go to that. Man said years ago, Billy Sunday, he said, if you dance to the devil's music, you'll have to pay the bandmaster the price, and the price is your soul. You better be careful tonight. This is a serious thing. I've got one young lady I want to come up here, and I want to ask her to give her a testimony tonight. Leonora, I want you to come up here. And it's another thing, too, I want to say before she does. We've got some of our young people from our church not here tonight that should have been here. That should have been here. Whatever excuse they've got, whatever they're doing, if they've got a job or whatever, this was more important. Besides what Brother Castle said this morning, I've said it many times, you're going to have a lifetime to work after you get out of high school. You let work take you out of church, take you away from things that you need. And the only reason I'm telling you is because I love you. And we're trying to help you. You go ahead and go on that way. And the thing about it is, if you choose that way, God will let you choose it. But boy, you're going to have a terrible price to pay. Maybe fun right now. Maybe okay right now. But there does come a payday. Sooner or later. I want Leonora, this is one of the girls in our church here. And I just want you to tell what the Lord did for you tonight.
Well, I've been hanging with the wrong crowd that listen to that kind of music, and I can't see myself with that because I know the Lord doesn't want me to be with that. And it just hurts me so bad to know that I know people like that. And I just want y'all to pray for me so I can be a witness for everyone at my school.
This young lady comes to visitation on Saturday, every Saturday, goes out and knocks doors. You can do all that religious stuff if you want to, but you can still be full of hell. You need to get it out. You need to get right with God. I don't care if it took to tomorrow morning. Hey, this is the most important thing you'll ever do in your life. I've said it 1,000 times. I said it once in our church here. The most important thing you parents can teach your kids to do is to do the will of God for their life. I mean, after they're saved, most important thing is the will of God. And God's willing that all should be saved. Do the will of God for their lives. And we want our kids to go out and we want them to be successful. And there's nothing wrong with that. And we want them to do good. And one of the worst things I think you can tell your kids is, I don't want you to have to work hard like I had to work hard. That's a bunch of bull. You know? That's what we have become, a give me society. You know, you give it to me, I deserve it. You give it to me when your heart's full of hell and you know it. There's only one way to get rid of it, and that's Jesus. Boy, I tell you, our church needed this. And the thing that kills me on the inside, like it does any preacher, is to see people who ought to be here not here. And you think we're trying to do something to hurt you or to hurt your kids. You've done believed a lie of the devil. Amen. Amen. And you know what I'm talking about tonight too. I wonder if anybody else would like to give a word of testimony. The Lord's done something for you tonight and you just want to share it. Would anybody like that? We don't want to take a lot of time, but we will. Okay, right here.
Lately, the Lord has been working with me, and I just got called to become an evangelist, and Danny Castle has been one of the main influences on that, and I just got back from youth camp, and that was a great thing to see all those kids down there just praying for each other. And one night, we went to the altar, me and my friends, and they were on the other side, and I was on this side, and we looked up, and we saw figures in the cloud that looked like eyes. And the next night we were sitting there talking about it. And it's strange just because everybody's like, yeah, I saw it too, I saw it too. And you could just feel the presence there. And it's great. And you really want it. It's like you starve for it. You really want it. It's a hunger. And just try for that hunger. Try to feed that. Read your word. Think about the consequences if you don't. And
how old are you?
13.
You're 13 years old? These are your peers. You ought to listen to your peer. If he's telling you to do the right thing, and he's telling you to do the right thing. Anybody else? Okay. Okay, Randy. This is Randy. Patrick brought his friend tonight.
All that music was nonsense. They should never put it on TV.
Do you watch that? Have you watched that, Randy?
Once?
Once is too much. Amen. That's a dangerous thing. Anybody else want to share a word tonight? Okay, Paul. Come on, Paul. Did you put this lipstick on?
Yes, sir. For a week, this is what our school has been praying for. We've been praying for longer than that, but for a week, this is what we've wanted. And guys, this is what we got. We prayed for it and we got it. And we can keep it, or we can lose it. It's up to us. We're the seniors. We can keep it. We can do a lot with it. There's only so many of us, and we only have so much time. But you guys stick with me, and we'll stick it out together. You guys with me? Yes, come on. Feedback. Hello, help me out. Come on. Yes, hello. Anybody with me? Come on.
Amen. just takes a couple of teenagers to get on fire for God and help a whole church. Amen. And we're not just wanting to help our church. We're wanting to help your church. If you're here, you go to another church. And we're not the church in Milton. We're just a church trying to do the best we can for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I've told our church this, and every pastor that pastors an independent Baptist church in this area, every Sunday morning I pray for them. Ask God to bless their church, help them to get folks saved that day, and to bless them as they preach. And call them all by name. Even those don't like me, I still do it. Anybody else want to share a word of testimony? You do? Okay.